today on Real Radio.
One of the first things, if you're going through that, one of the first things you want to do is drop to your knees and say, Lord, is all this going on right now because you want me to realize that I need to be filled with your Holy Spirit again?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We're in chapter 5 and focusing on a particular verse, verse 18. It's a double command that we are not to be drunk or under the influence of any abused substance for that matter, but rather to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs in a presentation called Living the Spirit-Filled Life.
Our need to be refilled, or if you want to call it, rebaptized in the Spirit is essential. It's taught here in verse 18. He says, do not be drunk with wine. Now that's weird, and we talked about it before. He says, don't be under the influence of wine because it runs out. It weakens. Don't fiddle with it. It's worthless. It's stupid. And when you are under its influence momentarily, you lose self-control. But if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, as he says here, be filled with the Spirit, what's going to happen to you? Are you going to lose control? Well, it all depends on what background you've been introduced to. Some people will say, well, you know, you go crazy when you're drunk with wine, and when you're drunk with the Spirit, you go crazy. That's not what the Bible teaches. The only parallel that Paul uses, and I challenge you to study this carefully, in verse 18, the only parallel that he talks about intoxicating drink and the Holy Spirit is that one possesses you. That's it. The difference is broken from that point on. You can be possessed by... Isn't it interesting they call it spirits, huh, don't they? Intoxicating drinks. Well, you got that about right. As an intoxicating drink possesses you, so the Holy Spirit is to possess you. This very verse in Ephesians 5:18 implies that we need it as believers. It's not an automatic. And by the way, in the Greek structure, it is a command. That's why I introduced it as the 11th commandment. It's not a suggestion. Paul is pleading and he's commanding, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Man, that's an order from the commander Paul himself. Yes, sir. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. It'll change our lives completely. A couple of mechanical notes that you need to write down. Very, very cold, I guess, and boring, but extremely important. In the Greek language, I told you that it demands a response to the command to be filled with the Spirit. Number one, it appears, though, in the plural tense, meaning it is a continuance of filling, that the Christian is to be filled over and over again throughout his or her existence. Lifetime. It also denotes an ongoing relationship with the Holy Spirit, that it's not a one-time affair. Now listen, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, here's the fun part. This is what, you know, if we all agree on this, then I'm not going to have any fun tonight. Because I'm assuming, I've built this whole thing to get you to see something here that's exciting. In 1 Corinthians 12, 13, that is a one-time baptizing of the Spirit into the body of Christ. Isn't that something? How many times are you saved? Once. Why is that true? Because the Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ how many times? once. But Paul says here, concerning you being baptized in the Holy Spirit, that's to go on every day of your life, moment by moment. Ask him all the time, Lord, fill me, baptize me. Use whatever term you want. And if you want to get technical, Lord, overflow me with your Holy Spirit. Now what's going to happen? You're going to get drunk and roll around? You're going to freak out? No. The Holy Spirit will do exactly what is the fruit of the Spirit. You'll be brought under what? Control. What's interesting about this is that the Christian who is not Spirit-filled, and don't raise your hand. We could all raise our hand to this one, but you don't need to raise your hand because we're all guilty of this. The Christian who is not under the dominion or control of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit, what's implied is that that Christian is out of control. Well, I'm not rolling around in the aisles, Jack. I didn't say you were. I'm not swinging my jacket around and shushing demons. I didn't say you were. It can be so subtle that you're just living and thinking and doing your life your way with no thought of absolute submission to the Holy Spirit to empower you to do your raising of your children or that corporate decision or whatever is going on in your life. Do you hear that? It's so serious. And a lot of Christians are living in that position. I'm just going to do my thing. Yeah, they're saved, and yes, they're going to heaven. But they're just existing. There is no dynamic. They have no vision. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about being radical to the point where you're like obnoxious. That's not the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, peace, self-control, love, kindness. Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 8 to walk in the Spirit. But this is a continuous experience that he wants us to have with the Holy Spirit. Why? Well, jot this down. It's to maintain a freshness in our walks. Why should I be baptized in the Holy Spirit or be filled, as he's saying? Why should I? Well, number one is to maintain a freshness to our walks. In three areas. Our lives, obviously. Our witness. And the ministry that we have. And you say, well, Jack, I don't have a ministry. Well, you really do. It's either being used or it's sitting on the shelf, but you've got one. The Christian, every Christian, the Bible teaches us, has at least one gift that's to be used in the body of Christ that builds up one another. Now look at this. There's a lot of people in this room, and every one of us have at least one gift. And it would be so cute to see. Example, if I fell off this platform and fell flat on my face, somebody, I would hope, would get up and immediately do the physical thing. They would begin to see, oh my goodness, he's got a big bump on his head. Can somebody get some ice, they would say. And that person would have, say, the gift of mercy. And if, I don't have any money in my pockets, but if money came out of my pockets and in my wallet and everything flew every which way, then somebody would pick those up and get them together and make sure that they're well taken care of. That person has the gift of helps. And then there might be somebody over in the corner, they don't move at all, they just immediately bow their heads and start interceding in prayer. The body moves and lives this way. This is how the body works. That's why when we say, hey, we're going to have an Easter resurrection sunrise service, we need your help. There are some people who say, I can hand out flyers. There are some people who say, I've got an 18-wheel tractor trailer. We can use this. Somebody will say, hey, I love to make coffee for thousands of people. You know, I mean, it's the body coming together. How do you think things get done around here? I'm telling you the truth. You think a staff of 6 or 7 people do it all? There's more people that work to bless you that don't get paid or do anything in the way of staff full time. Why? It's the body moving under the power of the Holy Spirit. It's an exciting thing. Our ministry. The second thing is that we are to be conditioned to be dependent upon God. When he says be filled with the Spirit, I told you it's that continuous filling up. Why didn't God just fill us up one time and we have like this super duper gas tank and it never runs out? So many times in my life, do you ever feel this way in my life? Man, I'll be going and I love to go 1,000 miles an hour and I hate idle time. You know, I was with some family last night and they said, when are you going to slow down? I said, when I die. You're going to have a heart attack. Well, you know, I go to glory. Praise the Lord. Let's just go until I do. And the thing is, we often, don't we, often just wind up going, man, you know what? I'm dry. I'm tired. God, are you there? Except, you know, the feeling. It's like, God, are you there? 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 One of the first things, if you're going through that, one of the first things you want to do is drop to your knees and say, Lord, is all this going on right now because you want me to realize that I need to be filled with your Holy Spirit again? That's the first thing you ought to do. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Is your Christian walk pumped? Are you flying? No. Then just ask him, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. And then I think you ought to hang on to your seat. And don't even bother telling me, I don't think it works that way. You know what? I love you, but you can keep that comment to yourself because I know otherwise. I know that when he fills us up, we can fly. But boy, when he doesn't fill us up. I was listening to Pastor Chuck the other day, and he said he's giving a message. He goes, well, I hate giving a message when the Holy Spirit doesn't anoint me when I'm in the pulpit. And I thought, oh, he shouldn't say things like that. That's something I would never want to admit. Let me tell you, every teacher and pastor teacher, when they heard Chuck Smith say that, it was like, thank God! I thought I was the only one! There's something about it. The Holy Spirit, when you're filled with the Spirit, there's an anointing. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It is so cool. Not every Sunday or Wednesday, but most of the time, thank God Almighty, there's like the first 5 or 10 minutes of the message, I'm like, this is all I can tell you. It's like you're casting, I'm casting the hook into the water, and I'm watching the bobber, and there's no bite. And so you reel it in, and you cast it over here to this. The first 5 to 10 minutes of every message, no matter where you are in the world, giving them a message, if it's one person or 10,000 people, doesn't matter. You know what? There's this thing that happens. And you begin, at least I do, and I know I've heard guys say the same thing. You begin to, you sense him. I sense him. And it's almost like, you ever seen a big shovel scoop up, you know, like grass or hay or something like that? It's like, oh, yeah. And you know what? It's just like on cruise. And then there's times when God doesn't do that. And it is like, please, God, make the clock go faster. It's the worst feeling in the world. The Lord's not here. You know, it's like, God, help me. And he just does this. Why does he do it? I don't know, but I know this. The next time I'm getting ready, it's, God, please show up. Please be at the service. God, please touch the message, Lord, please. And He loves us when we're, I mean, He loves us anyway, but He loves us to be in that condition. Oh, God, I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. And God says, yes, yes, cry, freak out, panic some more, so that when I do it through you, I'll get all the glory and you'll stand there and say, isn't God great? You see? He loves to do it that way. It's the way that He works. We need to be under the Holy Spirit's control in every way. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I believe it's what Paul was speaking about when he's talking about the Spirit-filled life, when he said, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of Christ. I believe that's walking under the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, He is wanting to condition us to be dependent upon Him. Again, in three areas. Moment by moment. I want to come back to this in a second. But moment by moment, day by day, and year by year, we are to be dependent and conditioned to be dependent upon Him. Now, you and I don't think much about this, but moment by moment, do you realize that without the power of God, you would die right now? You know, the only reason why you're alive is because God says so right now. Did you know that? Did you know that God could take a couple of cells and tell them to do a U-turn right now and you would die in an instant? You know there are chemicals that you can place on your tongue and you'll be dead in milliseconds? Just a chemical with such a violent reaction, it kills you instantly. We are alive right now, moment by moment, day by day, year by year. And God is teaching us, and He wants us to be dependent upon Him, moment by moment. When we lay down to go to bed tonight, will you wake up tomorrow? Will you see the sun tomorrow or the rain? Will you see it? You don't know that. I don't know that. Isn't it funny? Think, look, feel. Do you feel inside? Think. You and I assume that tomorrow we're going to do thus and so, right? Well, we have to. It's on our day timer. No. What about the people today? Today, one day, today, did you see the news? One day, by 2 o'clock today, there were 300 accidents on our freeways here, locally. Locally, I mean in the region. 300 accidents and fatalities. Where were those people going? Were they going home or were they going to work? And their lives were taken from them. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then he goes into verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. Do the will of God. You can't do the will of God without the Spirit-filled life. Second thing is, supernatural power is the only way that we can really love one another. Did you know that? Well, I'm pretty nice just on my own. You're not. You're nice if people are nice to you. But what happens if somebody jumps in your face? What happens if somebody says, you know, they start to contend with you? Oh, man, you know what? And they really start to get in. How do you respond? Oh, yeah? Or do you feel this Holy Spirit keeping the lid on thing? It's amazing. Loving one another takes supernatural power. And then the third thing is, regarding supernatural power, is to war against the world and the flesh and the devil himself. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and boy, I can't wait to get to Ephesians chapter 6 when we get to the armor. But we need to be filled with the Spirit to do battle. And if you're thinking tonight, well, you know, I'm not in any battle, you're the poor knucklehead that's in the biggest battle.
Well, I don't deal with any spiritual activity. You've been so sucked into the whole thing. You're right in the middle of the war, and the bombs are going off, and you're blindfolded, just like, you know, you're sipping your pina colada thing or whatever, and life's great. You don't even know what's happening. The devil's got you all duped. Then there's some Christians who say, oh, I don't think there's even really a devil. Oh, man, he's really got you now. It's a battle. I talk with Christians, and they say, I really want to get involved in ministry. Great. What do you think I should do? Well, pray. Read your Bible. Get ready. Okay, yeah, because, man, I really want to get involved in ministry. And they launch out, and all of a sudden, look, you launch out, and the moment God blesses something, listen, I don't want to scare you. Because that's greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Right?
Amen. I hope so.
Oh, no. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. So everybody's, let's go. Come on, let's serve, man. And the moment you get a setback, listen, you hear this. What was that sound? Oh, don't worry about it. It's just some demon drawing a bead on you. He's going to shoot you. Me? And you want to quit? I can't serve anymore. Why? Ever since I signed up, man, my dog got sick, my car got a flat. You want me to serve God under these conditions? Listen, if you're going to serve him, you know what? You just kind of put on the gear and you put the black camouflage stuff on your face spiritually. And you go straight ahead. I'm serious. Oh, I don't think we should go. We're going to battle. Remember I was going recently, I had this big time pain in my side and I got poked and stabbed and probed and this way and that and all this stuff, and you guys had been praying and it hurt so much I missed the service and I was all messed up, and yesterday I had my last test and they can't find a thing. Well, you know what? A couple weeks ago, I don't know when it was ago, I was heading to speak to the Calvary Chapel Castle in Austria at the pastor's conference. And this thing had been bothering me for a month. And I had gone to some super duper doctors, some great guys. And I don't know why. I still don't know why to this day. But the moment I got to, we did the Sunday service. As soon as we got done with the third service, I mean, it was so crazy. I went out this door and jammed to LAX and just barely got on the plane. But the moment I sat down, I clicked on the seatbelt and the pain stopped. And that was a constant pain. It would not go away. The moment I got this moment I got on that airplane and put the seatbelt on, the pain stopped.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Living the Spirit-Filled Life, a study taken from Ephesians 5:18. We'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio with more. Now remember that a week from this Friday, it's the Southern California Prophecy Conference that gets underway here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. That's February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. The Southern California Prophecy Conference. And remember, there's no registration fee. We've taken the unprecedented step of waiving that cost simply because we want to get the information into your hands. And if you'd like to find out more, visit SoCalProphecyConference.com. Just a visit to SoCalProphecyConference.com. You'll quickly learn that had we not waived the registration fee, it would still be worth it. SoCalProphecyConference.com. You'll see a lineup of all the conference's contributors. You can also call us toll-free if you'd like, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid, and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.